Veterans Strategic Acquisition Center at the Department of Veterans Affairs is designed to save the department time and money, but they do have some hurdles to get over. Urs Cooper is the Associate Deputy Assistant Secretary of Acquisition, Logistics, and Construction at the Department of Veterans Affairs and holder of the biggest business card in the agency, I think. And she's with me to talk about the plan for the SAC. Thank you for being on the program, Urs. It's great to have you.
Thank you.
Do you fit all of those titles, all of that title, onto one card, or do you have to give out two?
I think I'll have to come up with a couple different cards.
Or just get an acronym, because everybody else in government has one.
Yeah, the short version is ADAS for acquisition.
Excellent. That's perfect. What is different about the Strategic Acquisition Center from the traditional acquisition process at VA?
I think what the SAC will allow us to do is actually leverage our spend across the enterprise. We tend to repeatedly buy the same thing over and over again, which is really a drain on our resources and doesn't allow us to look enterprise-wide how to standardize acquisitions. So the SAC will be charged with looking at business expenditures, how we can intelligently combine those, source those appropriately, and then standardize our buying across the department.
What did you have to do to lay the groundwork to stand it up?
Quite a few things. I mean, as you can imagine, I need to find the right resources, the right location. We did a lot of research. We stood up six different integrated process teams with membership across the VA, Veterans Health Administration, Veterans Benefits, and the National Cemetery Administration, as well as headquarters organizations, to look at what are the appropriate resources we need, what are the specialties we're looking for, what would be the best location, the current policy we have in existence, what changes do we need to make to policy to make this happen, to do business case analysis and find the right target opportunities for us to strategically source, and look at potentially budget and finance implications for the new center. So it's been quite an undertaking.
When did this process start? It sounds like you have a lot to do and to be as far along in the process as you are.
I will tell you, we started probably about a year and a half ago. We assigned an interim program manager. We stood up the IPTs and actually have some pretty impressive results to date. We have located the where the facility, the interim facility, will be. And we've started the recruitment process.
And where will that interim facility be?
We have identified a hoteling location south of Fredericksburg, Massaponics, exit 126.
Mm-hmm.
We have signed the contract for that, and we have a temporary office space down there right now. The interim facility for the SAC will actually be fully stood up August of this year.
What is it about that area that made that appealing? It's an area that's not terribly far from D.C., but isn't right around the corner either.
Well, you know, I have to recruit an awful lot of 1102s, contract specialists, contracting officers, and they're very difficult to find in the D.C. area.
Mm-hmm.
So by going south, we, I think, are able to capitalize on those people who have to commute into D.C.
Uh-huh.
And I will tell you, from the initial recruitment actions, we've only advertised, I would say, maybe around 35 of the different positions.
Mm-hmm.
I have received over 1,000 applications.
Wow. You do realize that you just gave your secret away in the radio, right?
I do.
Okay.
But you know, we're ahead of the power curve, so I intend to leverage it very quickly.
I don't blame you one bit for that. The process for hiring here that I have in front of me says that phase one hiring is done. Phase two is running now through October 1st, and all of those jobs are posted at usajobs.gov. Is that right?
That's correct. We have hired the permanent program manager. We have completed the interviews for the initial cadre of 25, and so we're now establishing the interview panels for the next wave in phase two.
What is it like being in the market now for acquisition professionals when every agency is competing for them so heavily? Every agency that I talk to says, we want more quality acquisition people, having a hard time finding them, and you're proposing in the process of hiring even more of them.
Well, I have to say, given the response to our initial recruitment, I think we're being very successful. And most of the people I talk to, it is they don't want to commute 2 hours into D.C. every day. So I think part of the secret is location, location, location.
Mm-hmm.
We take advantage of the base realignment, the BRAC actions that are going on with, like, DCMA BRACing down to Petersburg and people who don't want to move. That is certainly an advantage. And we can leverage the interns that we train through our own VA acquisition academy in Frederick, Maryland, and give them an opportunity to grow through the SAC. So I think we have a very good and broad approach to recruiting the right folks.
You expect to be completely stood up by, it looks like, October?
I think I would say we probably have phase two hiring completed by October.
And when do you think you'll get to full strength and be operating 100% where you want to be?
We're certainly targeting next year.